The title of this program is First Principles, Number One. After some reflection, I have decided that if these talks are to have any value, they must have some order and coherence. This means that they will have the maximum benefit for the listener if he listens to each one of them in the order they are given. Probably the only person who will be able to do this over the radio is the sound engineer, should he choose. Hence, we will give each one a title and a number. The title of this program is First Principles, Number One. My intention is to speak on religious subjects. You might think of this effort as a kind of catechism of the airwaves. The first major subject I shall deal with is the existence of God and His attributes, which are His divine qualities. Of course, I know that everyone who is listening believes in God, but can you prove it to those who do not? Besides, even if you never have the occasion to try, you should be able to prove it to yourself for your own assurance. But before I can begin that subject, there are several preliminary considerations. I must first give you what I think of as working principles. These are fundamental notions which you, the listener, need in order to begin to relate to me. If you and I are to have any useful communication, you must know something of how I think. You must know where I'm coming from, to use an overused cliché. These principles will tell you where I stand and where I think you ought to stand, if there is to be any receptivity on your part. These principles are my wavelength, so to speak, my frame of reference. But before we do anything at all, there is something you must do. You must pray. You must pray for the truth. You must call upon the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of Truth, the source of all truth, to teach you the truth. You must make the prayer repeatedly and with confidence and sincerity. You do this in compliance with the words of Christ. If you ask the Father anything in my name, He will give it to you. John 16:23. You must have in mind that you will accept the truth no matter where it leads you or whatever it costs you. This is a prayer God will not refuse, provided you mean what you say and ask with faith and persistence. Unfortunately, most people do not want the truth, and they have neither the honesty nor the humility to admit it. In your prayer, therefore, you must ask for the desire of the truth. This means that you are asking the Holy Ghost to affect your will while He affects your mind. In this connection, let me tell you of an incident which happened a few years ago. After much persuasion, a young man succeeded in getting his wife to come with him to talk to me. She was threatening to leave him, and he hoped I could find something to say to dissuade her. They came. It was a very stiff meeting. The woman was unsmiling and gave the impression that she would put up with the situation for a short time only. She had agreed to come. She had not agreed to cooperate. In a situation like this, my first thought is a question. How can it be that these two people once loved each other, could not tell each other enough how deeply they loved each other. And now she wanted nothing to do with him. What happened that love had changed to disinterest? In this particular case, there was no mystery. He had rediscovered his faith, and she wanted her freedom. She had told him that she had to have a life of her own. The young woman volunteered nothing, answered my questions with reluctance, and mostly with single words. I asked her if, for the sake of her marriage, for the sake of herself as well as her husband and their little boy, she would agree to do one thing. She wondered what I had in mind. Would you agree, I asked her, would you agree every day to pray to God for direction? Ask him to tell you what you are supposed to do. Seek his guidance so that you will not do something that you will later regret, something you will never be able to repair. To my surprise, she answered without hesitation, no. The conclusion of the story is that she did leave her husband, and as always happens, she began to see someone else. I do not know what happened to that urgent need for freedom. Here, what I'm asking you is that you pray for the truth. And I must add one more thing. When you pray, you must try to assume the proper disposition. This is a proper spiritual demeanor for one entering into God's presence and for asking for something. And that demeanor is humility. We learn this in many places in the sacred scriptures, but I find the clearest recommendation for it in the Magnificat of the Virgin Mary, which she sang on the occasion of the Visitation. It is in the Gospel of St. Luke, the first chapter. Mary's words were, "My spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, because he hath regarded the humility of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, because he that is mighty hath done great things to me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is from generation unto generations to them that fear him. He hath showed might in his arm, he hath scattered the proud in the conceit of their heart. He hath put down the mighty from their seat, and hath exalted the humble. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away." Mary's entree to God was and is her absolute humility, her joyful recognition of her littleness and unimportance. And when you approach the good God to ask him for something, this should be your disposition also. Having said that, I offer you a prayer, an example of the kind you should say when you pray for the truth. This is only a sample, you understand, for you should speak to God, the Holy Ghost, in your own words. Most Holy Spirit of God, source of all grace, source of all truth, I approach thee as a most needy suppliant. Or let me say, I wish to approach thee as one who is most needy, the more needful because I do not know exactly what I need, what I should pray for. And I have too little faith in the power of prayer. I accept the fact that I am at the very beginning. I come to thee as pure potency, as prime matter, as raw material, as knowing nothing, and as needing everything. I implore thee first of all for the grace to want the truth. Since thou wilt not refuse the humble soul, I humble myself before thee, admitting my complete dependence, imploring thee to act upon my will, that I may want to know what I ought, and that I may accept the fact that I know next to nothing. I make this plea without condition or reservation. I seek this freedom of the spirit, the freedom which Christ our Lord said comes with knowledge of the truth. John 8:32. It is the truth I seek, because truth is the primary spiritual need of every man. I need the humility to persevere in asking, and the clarity of mind to discern the truth from all its counterfeits, its lookalikes. Cardinal John Henry Newman, whose life spanned the 19th century, expressed his prayer for the truth in his well-known poem, Lead Kindly Light, which should be the prayer of every man's heart. Lead kindly light amid the circling gloom, lead thou me on. The night is dark and I am far from home, lead thou me on. I was not ever thus, nor prayed that thou shouldst lead me on. I love to choose and see my path, but now lead thou me on. I loved the garish day, and spite of fears, pride ruled my will. Remember not past years. So long thy power hath blessed me, sure it still will lead me on. O'er moor and fen, o'er crag and torrent, till the night is done. And with the morn, those angel faces smile, which I have loved long since, and lost a while. But you, dear listener, can find the greatest inspiration for your prayer in the Veni Sancte Spiritus, which is the sequence of the Mass of Pentecost Sunday, which some of you may remember. Holy Spirit, Lord of light, from thy clear celestial height, thy pure beaming radiance give. Come, thou Father the poor, come with treasures which endure, come, thou light of all that live. Thou of all consolers best, visiting the troubled breast, dost refreshing peace bestow. Thou in toil art comfort sweet, pleasant coolness in the heat, solace in the midst of woe. Light immortal, light divine, visit thou these hearts of thine, and our inmost being fill. If thou take thy grace away, nothing pure in man will stay, all his good is turned to ill. Heal our wounds, our strength renew, on our dryness pour thy dew, wash the stains of guilt away. Bend the stubborn heart and will, melt the frozen, warm the chill, guide the steps that go astray. Thou, on those who evermore thee confess and thee adore, in thy sevenfold gift descend. Give them comfort when they die. Give them life with thee on high. Give them joys which never end. Amen.